Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 3rd day of March? I do hope so. Listen to this interesting coincidence. On this day in 2005, Margaret Wilson was elected as Speaker of the New Zealand House of Representatives. Until August 2006, all of New Zealand's highest political offices, including Queen Elizabeth II as head of state, were occupied by women. New Zealand is the first country where this happened. Interesting, no? Today is Martyrs' Day in Malawi, a day to honor the political heroes who gave their lives in the struggle against British colonialism. It's Teachers' Day in Lebanon, and in Japan, it's Hinamatsuri, or Dolls' Day, where special displays of ornamental dolls representing the emperor, empress, attendants, and musicians in traditional court dress are put up all across the island. It's also the day the Russian Tsar Alexander II freed the serfs. Serfs were slaves, basically. He did that in 1861, and today is the day the first ever organized indoor game of ice hockey was played in Montreal, Canada. The year? 1875. That's early. When did they come up with curling, I wonder? And on this day in 1951, Jackie Brenston with Ike Turner and his band recorded Rocket 88. Many say it was the first rock and roll record. I'll play it for you at the end of the show, so don't touch that dial.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the main course, the quiz. On the 20th of January, I asked you a question about a young Saudi Arabian woman. Earlier that month was the very first time women were allowed to enter a football stadium and watch a match, and one young woman even worked at the match, which was held in Jeddah. She put pictures on social media of herself and other women spectators, pictures which were a big hit. Her tweet was liked over 14,000 times. My question to you was, what is her name? What is the name of the 18-year-old Saudi woman who helped organize and who worked at the first football match where women were allowed? The answer is Sarah Al-Kashgari. As noted, Miss Al-Kashgari is 18 years old. She's a student at King Abdulaziz University in Jeddah. She told the BBC that it was a great and surreal experience. She said, it was about women finally achieving one of their demands. We wanted to enter the stadiums, and we did. Ms. Al-Kashgari said the sudden changes in her country have been extraordinary. Not only can we go to matches now, but in the future we'll be able to drive. It's so amazing to see all this empowerment for girls. We're finally showing the world what true Islam means. As a young Saudi woman, I couldn't be prouder to contribute to the change and see it happen. Go, Sarah Al-Kashgari. Saudi sisters, we're with you. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Haruna Idrusi from Kumasi, Ghana, and from Oak Park, Illinois in the U.S., Royce Crampton. Hey, Royce, how's your granddaughter? From the Karatoya RFI Radio Listeners Club in Sirajganj, Bangladesh, there's Abdul Malek on the lucky winners list this week, as well as Father Stephen Wara, another RFI Listeners Club member who lives in Bamenda, Cameroon. Rounding out the list this week is Farhan Sadat Biswas, who's a member of the Students Oriental Radio Club in Murshidabad, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. You won't be able to answer this week's quiz question until tomorrow, or the next day, depending on where you live, because this is about the U.S. Academy Awards, commonly called the Oscars. That ought to be the question. Why Oscar? Anyway, it's not. This time, anyway. This week's question is, which movie won the foreign language film category? Again, which movie won the Foreign Language Film category at tomorrow's, that's March 4th, Academy Awards? And by the way, everyone can enter the quiz. You do not have to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club or a member of an RFI club to enter, so please don't let that stop you from sending in your quiz answers. The only thing is, if you are an RFI Listeners Club member or the member of an official RFI club, you receive a premium prize. But everyone wins a prize when they win a Sound Kitchen quiz. We're inclusive. You have until the 2nd of April to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on April 7th to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Hornsby is cooking.
Time for a bit of listener news. First, a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listener Club members: Tunde Quadri from Akwa Ibom State in Nigeria, Fakri Ilyas from Sumatra, Indonesia, Vakindu Filiam from Kampala, Uganda, Ms. Matitla Yisman from the Wave Servers Association in Rajshahi, Bangladesh, Subha Biswas from Murshidabad, India, Benson Mutoka from Nairobi, Kenya, Kamara Isidore from Kampala, Uganda, Arifal Islam from Surajganj, Bangladesh, and from the Gambia, there's Sani Chem from Brikama, Mahmoud Jallo from Sinchichori, and Sheikh Abdul Jerdri, call me Jelani, he wrote, who was born in Freetown, Sierra Leone, but is working in Tanji, Kambo North, in the Gambia. Jelani said he is a die-hard RFI listener and feels great connecting with us. Me too, Jelani. I love my job. I adore connecting with all of you. Human connection, that's pretty much what it's all about, isn't it? Kisses, everyone, and welcome new RFI Listeners Club members. If you'd like to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. RFI Clubs, don't forget, there's a new Facebook group page just for you called RFI English Clubs. Not very original, isn't it? Oh, well, at least it's clear. Anyway, be sure and request to join the group. There's a questionnaire you have to answer, and you must tell me which RFI club you belong to and provide your club membership number. Everyone can look at it, and we're already having great fun with it, but only official RFI club members can post on it. As promised, here's Jackie Brenston with Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm playing Rocket 88. The song, some say, is the beginning of rock and roll. So take off your shoes and get on the dance floor. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
V8 motor is smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! step in my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out.